The guard soon realized that Ironheart wasn't falling. The two who had struck him died before they could fall out of range. He reached up and pulled the sword out of his visor. He left the axe hanging from his side and turned to the remaining guards. They broke and ran back down the corridor, leaving their dead and wounded behind them. The last man to go struck out at the monk in passing as a final gesture of defiance. The sword didn't even come close. The monk gestured briefly with an empty sleeve. The other guards only tried to distance themselves from the poor soul. His flesh boiled and ran away like wax from a candle flame. The light from his fire cast strange shadows on the antechamber walls, and the room soon filled with the scent of barbecue.
Well, that was somewhat expected, to be honest. He really wanted us all dead. Ironheart, take that axe out of yourself. It's distracting. Now report. What's been happening while I was with Dominic?
Your brother's men were waiting for us. This was a carefully planned ambush, and we walked right into it. The guards you set to watch this corridor are dead. They were attacked the moment the antechamber door closed behind you. It seems likely that your brother has arranged further attacks on your men in your absence. I recommend we return to your quarters immediately and see what can be done to protect your position.
I agree. For the moment, my magic protects us from sorceress attacks, but the rest of your people are unprotected.
I should have known. I'll bet this was Elizabeth's idea originally. Rotten little bitch. No wonder she hardly said a word while I was there. She just sat there, smirking at me, knowing that all the time I was talking to Dominic about cooperation and partnerships, my men were being butchered at his command. I'll have their heart's blood for this. Monk, I want a full defensive screen over the three of us, and over as many of my people as you can cover.
That will leave me unable to mount any sorceress offensives.
I know. There's no point in attacking Dominic on his own ground. He's had all the time he needed to set up his own defenses. All we can do now is get the hell out of here and salvage what we can. Damn them. I'll have Dominic's head for this. And Elizabeth's. I'll stick their heads on the railings outside the main gates and the ravens can eat their eyes. If my magic wasn't just earth magic.
His voice dried up as he came again to his old familiar frustration. Out on the moors, or in the countryside, his blood magic made him stronger than either of his brothers. But as long as they remained inside the castle, Lewis's magic was practically useless. And Victor and Dominic had always been very careful never to be caught outside the castle at the same time as Lewis. He controlled his anger with difficulty and thought hard. There had to be something he could do to avenge this outrage. But he couldn't think of anything. He stalked off down the corridor. Ironheart and the monk followed, a short way behind. Lewis's fury began to settle into a cold, calculating anger. When all was said and done, he had more gold and jewels than Dominic and Victor put together. He'd always been the thrifty one in the family. Dominic might have cost him some men with this night's treachery, but there were always mercenaries ready to be hired. If he could get word to them in time, Lewis scowled determinedly. The game wasn't over yet. The real game was only just beginning.
Blood and Honor is a Graphic Audio production. Copyright 1993, Simon R. Green, all rights reserved. Production copyright 2010, The Cutting Corporation, all rights reserved. Performed by Terrence Aselford, David Coyne, Andy Clemens, Richard Rowan, Elizabeth Jernigan, Nanette Savard, Michael John Casey, Katie Foster, Peter Stray, Eric Messner, James Konacek, Michael Glenn, Danny Gavigan, Scott McCormick, Christopher Grayville, Yasmin Toison, Tim Getman, Colleen Delaney, and Mort Shelby. Additional red shirts by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Terrence Aselford. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Book adapted for graphic audio by Dan Sondak. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Nathaniel Perry. The Forest Kingdom Saga theme was composed by Dan Sondak. Additional original music by Johann Detweiler, Nathaniel Perry, and Dan Sondak. If you enjoyed Blood and Honor, be sure to look for R.A. Salvatore's Demon Wars Saga, available at roadstops everywhere at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.graphicaudio.net, where you'll find samples of all our Action Pump titles, as well as free downloadable extras, forums, and podcasts. Keep listening for previews of other thrilling titles in Graphic Audio.